Well, a warm welcome to any visitors that we might have with us. We had a lot of visitors with us yesterday. We had 600 people here at Mass last evening at the 4 p.m. and then another bunch at 6 p.m. and midnight. So what a beautiful joy to kind of, this is our last Christmas Mass of Christmas Day. Of course, the Christmas season goes on all the way for 12 days till the Epiphany. So leave your trees up. Leave up your lights and everything. A good father, while he knows well how to discipline and guide his children to heaven, also knows how to play with them and enjoys playing with them. One game that has remained popular down through the centuries is the game of hide and go seek. It is a game that children love. My nephews and nieces, whom I will see here in a few hours, love the game. There's five of them, and the oldest one is in second grade. And I play endless hours of this game with them when I see them. But this Christmas, I was kind of thinking about that, and I'd like us to think about our relationship with God kind of as a game of hide and seek. In the history of the human race, it was man who first hid from God. We know the story. It is recounted in the book of Genesis, chapter 3. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God, Adam and Eve, that is to say, as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord among the trees of the garden. And so it was that man began this game of hide and seek with his Creator. Man issued the challenge. And from that moment forward, through long centuries, the human race was like a frightened child feeling its way alone through the darkness, racked by 1,001 problems, running and running and running away from God. Francis Thompson, the famous poet, wrote a beautiful poem about how he had fled God. This is how it starts. I fled him down the nights and down the days. I fled him down the arches of the years. I fled him down the labyrinth ways of my own mind. And in the midst of tears, I hid from him and under running laughter. It's from the poem, The Hound of Heaven. Now, when the adult plays hide and seek with a child, the child's hiding place may seem somewhat obvious. I know this from playing the game with my niece Claire, who is 4. She'll usually hide in the same place where I just hid when it was my turn to hide. And then the others will generally make some sound or stick out some limb that gives their hiding place away. So it is with us. The Father knows where to find us. We aren't that clever in our hiding places. God looks for us, well, just as Jesus looks in the Gospels. He looks in the streets and in the hospitals, the jails, and the busy calendars of our day, our homes, our schools, our workplaces, our dreams and our failings, our hopes and our despairs. And even when we pretend that God can't see us, that he certainly couldn't find us there, he can. And friends, today at Christmas, we celebrate that ready or not, God came to find us. He came in the middle of the night when the shepherds were securely settled in for the night with their sheep, when the three kings were still busy off ruling their countries, and when the animals were soundly sleeping. He came in the midst of it all. He came in the darkness, in the cold, and in the poverty. Ready or not, he came to find the human race. And ready or not, he comes to find you and me today. Because we are still a people who walk in the darkness, as Isaiah poetically puts it. We try to hide from God, but he comes for us. And a lot of times our job is to simply let him find us, to let him win, to be found. But what about when it's God's turn to hide? Because there is a sense in our readings today and then throughout the whole of the Bible that we have a part in the hide-and-go-seek game beyond just hiding. It isn't just God's job to do the searching. Sometimes it's ours, and then God does the hiding. But like a good father, he hides in very easy-to-find places. 2,000 years ago, he changed his hiding place and made it here. But not only that, God's mother helps us with the search. You know, I was thinking back to when I used to play with my father. My brother and I would, Dad would go find a place to hide, and there would Mom be in the living room, quietly pointing in the direction where Dad had hid. That's the Blessed Mother. She helps us in our search. But you see, God does hide. He hides in the clever disguise, for example, of bread and wine. He hides in you and me. He hides in the churches and tabernacles and adoration chapels of the world, in the monasteries and seminaries and convents of our church. But he doesn't stop there. The incarnation, which we celebrate at Christmas, means that God is hiding everywhere in this material world, because God is in everything. And he is everywhere. He is even inside things that seem static, like this pillar, which is really just a whole bunch of atoms pushing against each other constantly. It's this constant energy. Every single thing that exists is this, which means this God's presence is in everything, everywhere. And our job is to look. Our job is to have the eyes to see him. To see the Christ everywhere, and to embrace him everywhere. Our job is to set out like the shepherds and the wise men, and get to looking. We may be surprised where we find him, but find him we will. For there is a promise from God about that in the Bible. Seek and ye shall find, saith the Lord. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Ask and ye shall receive. And friends, when we find that Christ child, the same one who is looking for you, the same one who looks for you in this game of hide and seek every day, when we find him, we find not only Jesus, but everything with him. That's what happened when I found our Lord. I found Jesus, but then I found everything else that I ever wanted and more. And friends, that's the miracle of Christmas. Today we travel unto Bethlehem. Bethlehem means house of bread, you know. Jesus was laid in a manger, which is a feeding trough for the animals. He is the bread of life. Whenever we go to Holy Mass, we go to Bethlehem, the house of bread, and we receive, not from the manger, but from the altar, the very bread of our life. And today we travel unto Bethlehem. And I kind of have this thing, I like to do it at midnight Mass, but then I thought, why not do it now too? Do Mass on the big altar. Because we're all going in the same direction unto Bethlehem. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.